Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's jam in your calls quickly. I appreciate you holding. Gray Lady, not the old name of the New York Times. Laura, Matthew, we'll get to all of you. Gray Lady, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, how you doing? Go ahead. Hi, yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I had a few comments to make, and at the end I wanted to let you know I have a solution how we can take back America. But first I'd like to comment on the police. A lot of police, they come on and say, oh, we're good cops, you know, I'm a good cop. To me, there is no good cop, and if they're going to allow there to be bad cops. 20 years ago, I stood up to the police. I got shoved all around. Thank God they weren't shooting us then. But I stood up to the police. A top cop in my area was on the force for years and years and years. And he used to confiscate drugs for his own use so he could pick up girls in bars. He was involved in counterfeiting. He was involved in the counterfeiting ring. He was involved in dog fighting. He was involved in all kind of illegal activities. And he tried to stop me from working for a humane officer to confiscate a dog that they had been watching.
No, I know. I mean, it's well known in criminology. The police like to act like it doesn't exist. But Turbico said everyone else in the narcotics department was on the take. And then it came out in court later that was true. Everyone else but him, it's the peer pressure. Even if they're not corrupt, they get forced into turning a blind eye or you get shot in the face. It's either a department's corrupt or it's not corrupt, is what I found. They either get totally corrupt or they're not corrupt at all. You know, there'll be some corruption, but it's low level. And it just that's how cultures work. And I hear you and I appreciate your call. Laura in Florida wants to talk about police as well. Go ahead, Laura.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I, you know, the whole lady just said she had the answer. I think I've got the real answer for the whole world. One of the problems, and first, thank you to you and to all the people that the intellects out there are trying to get the information out so people can learn. And as you know, there's like bad information out there too. So ultimately, from what I can tell, it comes down to language. David Wynn Miller, he says, that he admits there's a corruption. He talks about, you know, making these no contracts and stuff like that. Well, if you apply the same thing to our language and you find that we've missed like two-thirds of it, now we've lost that much.
Oh, yeah, they're destroying the language, just like 1984 talks about with Ingsoc. By the way, just breaking an underground fire at a nuclear storage facility in New Mexico, the AP is reporting, no video yet. We'll obviously be covering that on the nightly news tonight at 7 o'clock. Ma'am, I'm going to jump. Thank you so much. Yeah, there it is, AP. Fire prompts evacuation of nuclear repository. I was just saying those are safer than at the nuclear plants. Emergency crews are battling a fire in a federal government's underground nuclear waste repository in southeastern New Mexico. Officials say a truck hauling salt caught fire about 11 a.m. Wednesday at the waste isolation pilot plant near Carlsbad, New Mexico. According to a press release and a spokesman, the answer to the emergency line, all employees have been evacuated and the radioactive waste has been and none of the radioactive waste has been impacted. You don't know if any of that's true. It's probably true, but might not be. That's the problem. You can't believe known liars. Cardell in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Thanks for calling. Got 1 minute. Sorry, go ahead.
Real quick, I enjoyed the show. I just had a question though. I'm a truck driver. And I got a message on my DOT box that they usually give us. And they were saying that New York has a, I'm going to pull that up. Because New York has a emergency. I declared a state of an emergency for all of New York. And I-84 in New York is now closed to all commercial vehicles, passenger vehicles, and...
Yeah, that's because of the global warming, the incredible cold. Absolutely. So how are you going to get your rig up there? Man, I wish I could hear more, but we got to end it here. Call me back tomorrow. I apologize to the callers. God bless you all. Nightly News Tonight 7.
Time and and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points.
This is the new police state training manual video.
Over 75 years old has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Come on, baby. Take a chance with me. I'm your live wire. Bring it up for a minute. Who's producing music like this now? Maybe folks don't like it. Maybe I'm bad taste. I'm alive. I'm running free. Live wire. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. You need to be live wires, folks, and stop being slaves. Oh, best part right here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 5th day of February, 2014. We are transmitting worldwide.
Come on, baby. Gotta play with me. Well, I'm your love wire.
We have a really sad story coming up, and we've got his lawyer. He's been doing a great job in studio with us out in Bastrop, Texas, outside Austin. Months ago, there was a little scuffle going on. There was a bystander watching it. The video has now been released finally by the police. He was just standing there doing nothing, so the police tasered him in the back. Kind of like buck fever. Folks, you take deer hunting for the first time, will shoot a neighboring cow or will shoot the first deer they see, even though it doesn't have antlers, or will shoot another person. That's what I see in a lot of these cop videos, where sometimes they'll just pull a gun out for no reason, not just a taser, and just shoot someone. And then, of course, try to grab all the surveillance tape, but then later surveillance tape will get leaked or somebody's hiding in the bushes videotaping it. There's been so many cases of that, like the famous case with the DART subways and train stations out in San Francisco, where they hear there's a fight on the bus, on the train. Nobody had been involved in a fight, it turned out. They grab the wrong group of people, put the guy in handcuffs, take a gun out, shoot him right in the back. Bullet goes through, bounces off the concrete, right back into his heart. So he got shot twice by the same bullet. And they go and grab everybody's cameras on tape. But somebody's in a train hiding, and the train pulls out and gets it all on tape. They filed the report saying he tried to take the gun from the officers. They had to take him out. And none of the cops got in trouble for lying. The cop that did the killing ended up getting 2 years in jail and served less than a year for just absolutely cold-bloodedly executing that man. And, of course, in the case of the homeless man that they beat to death, the son of a police officer, and got caught lying about that, they've now been found not guilty because the police said he might have had a pre-existing heart condition. That's right. Having his head and throat and legs and kidneys and everything stomped and beat in by 8 police officers had nothing to do with it. There are so many cases of that. There are just so many examples of this. It truly and absolutely boggles the mind on every front that these type of things are unfolding. And it shows the militarization of police that is getting more and more serious by the minute. Now, here is the Washington Post speaking of this. Then I'm going to shift gears into other news and then get back into this in the next hour with the lawyer who's going to be in studio with us. But the Washington Post, scenes from a militarized America, Iowa family terrorized. And the Washington Post says we're in danger. Militarized police trained for the drug war are now being used for reported credit card fraud, where it turned out people were innocent. And they come in the house and break their surveillance cameras and assault them, basically. And it's these images that really do terrorize the public. But they are meant to terrorize the public. They wear the black mask, the balaclava, all of it, for intimidation and for the projection of power. The problem with all of this is that the government, the criminal elements of the government, on record, ship in the majority of the narcotics. The big banks publicly launder almost all of the drug money, and police will tell you we're not allowed to investigate them. They are above the law. Now, obviously, the drug culture is where criminals already gravitate to. So there's a lot of bad people in it, a lot of criminals in it, because we've given them this black market. So I'm not endorsing the drug culture by any stretch of the imagination. I absolutely abhor it. My issue here is that they have now arrested a whole bunch of people in a raid on the actor Hoffman's death from heroin, a particularly strong type known as the Ace of Spades. They give these things brand names. And Hoffman reportedly was found dead, never even got the needle out of his arm. Philip Seymour Hoffman, a very talented actor who struggled with substance abuse. And so they've now raided the house the apartment building they believe where they were selling the heroin. Our Marines and Army, on record, grow and protect the majority of the poppy fields in Afghanistan. And if you look at the BBC's own numbers, in the 11 years, it's now 12 years, but the first 11 years of the liberation from the Taliban, the totally staged war, they only arrested a few Taliban groups that had actually been pro-America and exposed al-Qaeda and tried to turn bin Laden over in the year before and were aware of what was happening. That actually came out in the foreign press, by the way. And then the fake war they had was real al-Qaeda with proxy 14-year-old, 15-year-old conscripts in dugouts out front of the major cities that then our military was told to target. And so it was all a simulated fake war. And U.S. Special Forces colonels went public in the San Francisco Chronicle and talked about this, the airlift of evil, all of it. And so you fast forward over the next 11 years. I'm just giving you numbers from a year ago. Over the next 11 years, now it's 12, 13 years, and the production is up 11 to 12 fold. It was 10 fold within 5 years, and 11 fold, then 12 fold. For a short period, it went to 13 fold, and then now it's back down to 11 fold, the numbers we saw in 2012. So you got an 11 fold increase in opium, less than 7% of world opium supply in 2001. Was coming out of Afghanistan. It is now 93%. In fact, guys, just show people, 93% of world opium that's turned into heroin, it's purified and concentrated into heroin, 93% of world opium is cultivated under the loving NATO eyes and then loaded on C-130s and shipped in to Russia, Eastern Europe, Western Europe. The Pentagon flies it in to southern Serbia, now under al-Qaeda control, the KLA, and then it's distributed out through Europe from there. And Russia has complained about this. It's been devastating Russia. It's been used as a weapon system against Russia. And so they're going to go bust who they allegedly say sold the heroin, probably did. It looked like a bunch of scum to me, classic heroin heads, people that would sell this type of poison to people. But they're selling hillbilly heroin to everybody for decades. You know, take Oxycontin, take hydrocodone, all that garbage. But there's the voice of Russia, U.S. NATO protecting opium in Afghanistan. We just showed you a New York Times article saying the same thing. Guys, if you put in Afghanistan, 93% of world opium production, you'll get an AP article from 2 years ago. The point is they went from 7% to 93% of world opium production, and that's 12, 13 times. There it is. U.S. expects record poppy crop in Afghanistan. And it said it soared to over 93% of world production. There you go. Boom, 93%. And I was saying from 2001 it was less than 7. They use a number in USA Today from 2006 that it was 34% of world production. Yeah, it went from 7% or less to 34% in 5 years. And then after that, it jumped up to 93%. Okay, now let's just get this straight. You understand what I'm saying here? They are shipping it into our country, and then people are mainlining this stuff. There's a heroin epidemic. People think it's so cool. Let me tell young people something. Do not ever, ever take heroin. I've taken heroin one time and not via a needle when I was 15 at a party, a beer party, you know, where two beers would get us drunk or whatever. And parents are out of town. You know, you have friends come over and somebody put a heroin pill in a beer. It didn't tell me. And folks, I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. I guess they call that slipping somebody a Mickey. They're like, oh, we did it because we're your friends. And these were like 18-year-olds doing this. And they gave a couple of, and I had like nightmares while I was awake, like Edgar Allan Poe, who was on heroin. I laid there in the dark 5 hours into it, just praying for it to end. And then for 2 days, I felt like the worst hangover of my life. I mean, I just absolutely felt like total crap. It literally destroys your soul. And And so there you go. Just young people, never use the trash. Exercise, get in shape, don't do drugs, folks. But don't do drugs, and the system says don't do drugs to sell it to you, the idea of taking them. Don't use it. Don't give your money to the big banks. That's how you fight the New World Order. Don't use any of it. We'll be back with huge UN news.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Court when I have to.
legendary Dave Mustaine bringing us in. All right. Finishing up with this whole heroin thing and the sad death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, and they've had this raid. It's like when the TSA wants to search me and ask me questions and ask where I'm going. Well, I know full well who I am. I'm their public enemy number one on record, along with Matt Drudge and a few others. And the government is running Al-Qaeda and the Taliban on record in Egypt, Syria, areas of Eastern Europe, Serbia. It's mainstream news that our government is arming Al-Qaeda so much they were able to retake large parts of Western Iraq all the way into Western Central Iraq in Fallujah. There's battles going on every day for a month with tens of thousands of infantry troops, the Iraqi military, trying to battle Al-Qaeda with weapons NATO gave them. I mean, that's in the news, just dryly being reported. It is absolutely mind-blowing for me. And then I've got to go fly and be treated like I'm a suspect, which is absolutely ridiculous. And they've already done a background check. They know I don't have a criminal record. They know I'm a media person. I mean, it's like checking the diaper of the five-month-old Alec Baldwin daughter. And they knew who he was and who his baby was. And I've seen it with other celebrities, Jesse Ventura and others that I've flown with. You name it, where when somebody's a celebrity, the other cases I'm not at liberty to talk about, they get messed with more at the airport. There was a study out last month, actually, in January, that celebrities get worse service a lot of times and actually harassed. It's true. All these people in the system mess with them. But I'm digressing. The criminal elements of the government are publicly using Al-Qaeda to take over different countries and destabilize things and have an excuse to be in the Middle East and weapon sales. And then we're all suspects when the government is publicly arming them. I mean, if you give money to a charity and you don't even know that that charity is giving money to a designated terror group, you're talking 25 to 40 years in prison. Look up the federal statutes. In fact, under the NDAA, they could just disappear you. It's even worse than those statutes. Look it up. But then they're aiding and abetting them publicly. And that's just like the opium that's processed into heroin. 93% of world production pouring out of Afghanistan from 7% when the West took it over. There's heroin deaths and ODs just everywhere. Heroin this, heroin that. I mean, I haven't seen heroin needles on the ground in my life, except when I visited New Orleans when I was a kid, or New York City. Now I'm on the hike and bike trail, I see heroin needles, ladies and gentlemen, in Austin, Texas, laying around everywhere. This is disgusting. And then, oh, don't worry, the police have busted the retail alleged dealers in this guy's death, and literally the number one progenitors and producers and distributors and sellers and money launderers are the big banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, brokerage banks, you name it, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Wachovia. They're all on record laundering tens of billions of dollars a piece a year on record. On record. And there's not even an investigation. I guess Wachovia, Wells Fargo, in a two-year program, had to pay a $111 million fine 2 years ago for $387 billion over a two-year period of laundered money. That's Bloomberg reporting that. Just type in $287 billion, laundered drug money, Wells Fargo, you'll get Bloomberg. Okay, oh, but don't worry. Don't worry, there's the Bloomberg headline. Banks financing Mexico gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. And I guess the first fine was $111 million. They paid 40-something more million. So it's $160 million in the final equation that they paid on hundreds of billions. Oh, look. The number went up. I'm sorry, there's two numbers. It's $420 million. Not $378. Do you really think a local crack house is laundering that money? No, ladies and gentlemen. So this is why I pulled up to some DWI checkpoint. It's really a drug checkpoint. They ask you any drugs in the car. It's like, knock it off, man. Come on. The cops are out there taking people's money, an asset forfeiture seizure with no drugs being found. I mean, give me a break. Anyways, I'm done talking about that. We have huge news on the UN, Agenda 21, and Obama launching a takeover of the farm.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator on sale now is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com to learn more. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We're going to look at taser deaths, taser injuries, and how they're being used now if you even ask the police to see the radar gun. In the case of a Central Texas boy who, on video, was doing nothing, standing there watching a fight, and the police ran up and tasered him in the head. He fell over and hit his head. He's been in a coma. And the police are now saying in Bastrop, they are now saying outside Austin, and that's coming up in the next hour, get this, that, he might have already had a brain problem before. Just like the Kelly Thomas case, he must have had a heart problem before. It's not that we beat his head in and beat his windpipe in. It's just so crazy that they've militarized the police to this point, and a lot of cops try to defend it. It's going to give all the police a bad name. I mean, nobody wants militarized police. You want peace officers that if a bad guy really tries to do something, you got tough guys that deal with them. But not just any excuse to attack the public because you want to carry out some violence and it's so much fun. I mean, back when I was a teenager, I liked people starting fights with me, and I liked to get in fights. But now, even though I have that side of me, I'm not looking for fights just because once a fight starts, I like beating the hell out of people. I'm not a sadist. It's just that somebody starts a fight with me, once it starts, I enjoy it. And I'm sorry. That's a normal, natural human side of people. And I enjoy somebody taking a swing at me and then punching them upside the head and watching them hit the ground. And I can't help that. That's a normal instinct. But it's not to just walk up to some kid and taser him in the back, or some lady says, I want to see the radar gun. It's totally cowardly. So that's coming up. You want police that have a warrior instinct, but to actually fight bad guys, not turn it loose on kids and families and warrantless SWAT raids over drugs in the middle of the night when the government ships in almost all the drugs as an excuse to take over the society, and they keep drugs illegal to keep the price high, just like Jesse Ventura talked about with us a couple days ago on Monday. And we've got that video we're going to play later. Steve Watson wrote about it yesterday. The Washington Post is now covering it as well and did a video report on it. Cop SWAT team innocent family destroy evidence. There's another video up on Infowars.com of British police grabbing a citizen journalist and framing them, not knowing the camera's still rolling, saying they're going to frame them. Look at that Luke Radowski video with the literal goons, like out of Goodfellas, for Larry Silverstein, come up and say, shut up, no free speech, we don't care if you're permitted, and then order the cops to go, that camera is the gun. Hey, that the camera is a gun. Throw him in the hole 30 days. Doesn't matter, you're not a terrorist. We're going to frame you. The cops go, yeah, we'll frame him. They take the camera. I mean, that's all on video in my film, Truth Rising. They frame him on video and say, we're going to frame you. And they go, look, hey, we got a gun right here. Sounds like a Looney Tunes voice. Like Mel Blanc or something. You know the gangsters talk in Looney Tunes commercials? Or old Looney Tunes? Hey, boss, hey, look at him over here. What are we going to do to him? Yeah, we got badges and guns now. What's he going to do about it? So that's coming up. Now, shifting gears out of that, ladies and gentlemen, this is really huge news. This is the UN takeover of 90% of America, the rural areas. And this is what it's been set up to do. This is what the United Nations has done in third world countries, in Burma, in Central Africa, in Latin America, in just all over the world. They come in, and it's part of a receivership, and this is going to tie into these articles that I have today. Greece starts putting islands up for sale to save economy. Remember that from 3 years ago in 2010? Greece starts putting island land up for sale to save economy. Of course, it didn't save it, made it worse. And it was giving the land to the very hedge fund managers that had set Greece up. And that ties into this New Economist article out today, the $9 trillion sale. Government should launch a new wave of privatizations, this time centered on property. That's right, federal and state lands to be given to the very central banks that ran the whole scam. This is what they've done in third world countries. They're now going to do it to us. It's already begun in Europe. But to do that, you've got to go back to the 1993 maps that shot down the full adoption of Agenda 21 Rio de Janeiro Treaty that George Herbert Walker Bush had tried to get when he left office in 1993. And Dr. Michael Coffin and others got the UN maps and blew them up to be able to show Congress and C-SPAN. And anybody can simply search Dr. Michael Coffin biodiversity maps, or you can simply search UN Agenda 21 U.S. maps. You'll see half of the United States. It's a big U.S. map showing half the country in red, where you have the biosphere reserves and showing how people won't be allowed into those areas. That's why they're picking people off the BLM. Yes, you found it. That's it, Nico. It's the red map right there in front of you. That's why all of this is going on. And if you click on the larger maps, you can see it. You can see their simulated biosphere reserves from 1993. All the areas in red, no human use. Yellow, highly controlled use. green, human use. They've got other colors for normal use, military use, Indian reservations. But you can see half the country, roughly, in red, no human activity, no one even allowed into it. This is the rewilding. But they have to do this to get the land off use so they can then turn around and give it to the globalists for mining, timber, whatever they want. But to do that, they've got to pass laws, regulations to shut down family farms, to shut down beef production, to only allow big pharma-controlled, big agro to operate. That's what all these laws and all these regulations are for. That's the program. And we had an article about it back in 2011, Executive Order 13,575, theft of rural and agricultural lands for UN Agenda 21. And it goes through the whole executive order, the trade representatives, all the documents, all their plans, and who runs it under the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense. And under that, under State Defense and Homeland, then Treasury, Transportation, Health and Human Services, U.S. Trade Representatives, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, that's for spying on them with the satellites and drones, and the U.S. Agency for International Development. Now, under this, they say, and I cover this in my film from 1997, America Destroyed by Design. Go watch that film. It's free online, or you can buy the DVD, InfoWarsStore.com, and support us, have a hard copy. But the point is, they said then that they had to get the land off use for a few decades, and then they would take it as receivership on the national debt, which isn't even really our debt. They've signed us on the trillions of derivatives that aren't our debt. So there's that article. Here is some of the other articles that tie into this. Center for Rural Affairs, White House Rural Council, Role and Impact. The reason I'm going over this is there's a big new development that I'm going to cover here in just one moment. And then you can read the executive order at whitehouse.gov itself and see that for yourself, how the Pentagon is going to set up these spy hubs, these threat fusion centers over the rural affairs to spy on everyone, infiltrate local media, as the Pentagon said they do 4 months ago, to bring in federal funds to buy off the local leadership and to make people think it's a good deal to waive their rights, to sign on to the premises ID, the animal ID, all of it. Here's The Blaze from 2011 breaking it down. Does new White House Rural Council equal UN Agenda 21? Absolutely. Now, I have covered that. Here is the new article out of The Hill today. Obama launches climate hubs to help farmers and communities. And, of course, there's a disgusting video of him announcing this as well. The Obama administration will announce the establishment of regional hubs, all that farm money, folks, focused on mitigating climate change on Wednesday. The hubs are the first ever regional centers. This is why they're going to surveil you, the green police, for your own good. With the drones, with the satellites, with NASA, the hubs are the first ever regional centers that will focus solely on risk adaptation and climate change solutions at seven locations across the country, then setting up sub offices through the 14 other federal agencies headed up by the Department of Defense. Dubbed climate hubs, the new centers will address issues like increasing risk of fires, because they won't let you cut areas to protect with fire breaks, invasive pests, devastating floods, crippling droughts. The official said the centers will aim to translate science and research into usable information for farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners to adjust their resource management. Oh, doesn't that sound nice? This is literally the civilian force, just as big and just as strong as our military. In fact, it's only 14 seconds. Can you guys pull up Obama calls for domestic security force? We need a civilian force, just as big, just as strong as our military. And this is how they're rolling it out. The threat fusion centers on record spy on the Tea Party gun owners, integrate all the illegal NSA data, grab all the open intelligence, and integrate it in. And now they're rolling out the rural affairs offices with Homeland Security, armored vehicles, you name it, spy grids. They tell local farmers, oh, come to a meeting to fight terror. And you get to the two-day meetings at the hotels, and they go, they spend 15 minutes on an Al-Qaeda video showing them doing training drills, and they switch to, is your neighbor growing marijuana? Do they spank their kids? Are they cutting trees they're not authorized to? Did you know you can get environmental money for spying on your neighbors? I mean, we've sent people to these. We've covered these. We've gone over this. Gary Brownfield, the late syndicated host on this network, covered it all with his rural affairs show 1 hour every day. This is ultra massive. So again, they start cutting off the resources, only giving the big subsidies to big agri. Beef production's plummeting to the lowest level in the modern history. Family farms are shutting down everywhere because they have computers. Ranchers have never gotten lower prices for their beef. And then the meat packers have put all the little guys out of business with regulations that they're all exempt from. They can be as dirty as they want, radiate the beef, you name it. And then they fix it all at the big three meat packer level, tens of billions a month in profit, to where record beef prices when you go buy beef, but the farmer doesn't get almost anything. It is so important to go to these local co-ops and things where people own their own beef. 10 people own a cow with a farmer. They slaughter it. You get it all fresh, what you want fresh, frozen, what you want frozen. You can't get better beef. And you've got to go to the extra trouble to do that, folks. I'm telling myself this as well. I'm bad about going to the store and, buying supposedly organic beef or whatever. The totally jacked up prices. You can go right to a farmer, get it at half the price or less, and it's much better. But you've got to go the extra mile to do it, and then it will create markets in your area. That's why they're trying to shut down all the lemonade stands, shut down the bake sales, shut down any little farmers' markets. That's why, because they know that's the resistance. This is a total military takeover. This is siege. It's a Soviet model. They're not actual Soviets running it. It's not actual communists running it. They use communism as the management model. What did Mao do when he got control? Forced all the farmers to come off the land. First he put for 5 years spy grids, rural affairs offices in, got all the spies in place. Then they said, we're collectivizing you, and it killed 80 million plus people. Cultural revolution, great leap forward. What did Lenin do in Ukraine and other areas in Poland? They killed a good 30 mil at gunpoint, but also at the point of just turning off all the food and not letting people produce. This is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. And then you're totally broken, you're totally destroyed. This is the plan. You've absolutely got to start growing gardens in the spring. You've absolutely, just to promote that culture and to talk about it in your backyard, in your front yard, you've absolutely got to put chickens in your backyard, just even a couple of them, as an act of resistance and a way to talk to your neighbors. Every major city allows you, because of grandfathered laws, to have fowl. Because until just the 50s, pretty much everybody had a couple chickens, even on rooftops. Eating the extra food that you would normally put in the garbage disposal or throw in the trash for a landfill. You've got to bring that back because they're trying to now pass laws to ban it. They want you under their full control. They want to control the food. This is the oldest form of control. When the Romans would first capture an area in Gaul or in Germania or in the Rus areas or in other areas, the first in Israel, the first thing they would do when they reconquered Israel was basically ban anyone owning their own farms and running them. They put Romans over it and control it. This is ancient, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going under. We could supply the whole world with food until about 1979. We could supply the entire world its food from the 40s on through the 70s. And before that, we produced about half the world's food. 4% of the world's population, we could feed the planet. Now, America is importing, last time I checked, 40% of its food. That's what the subsidies were about, was controlling markets, saying don't produce, so they could get you used to that before we'd have food coming out our ears, ladies and gentlemen, and farmers made more money. You're like, but if they produce more food, how would they make more money? Because it was more diverse, it was more local, there were different chains of supply, there was less middlemen. But not anymore. In fact, now all over the place, people would just stop on the side of the highway all over the country and sell produce they'd grown. They're sending out the code enforcers to shut that down. In fact, I've seen Austin's code enforcers on 360 stopping people. One day I was late. I pulled over, found it was happening. My iPhone wasn't charged, didn't get it on video, was late. didn't get it, but I'm going to get it. In fact, but I saw them harassing people for selling firewood on the side of the road. And it's just when you see that, it is such an assault on humanity. I cannot describe it enough to you. But Obama is launching another spy grid domestically. These people are not your friends. Here is Obama calling for his domestic security force.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
And again, they've done this in country after country. Where the people running our nation have put in authoritarian regimes as well, they have gone and shut down the rural population's food production. So, bottom line, by the way, we have the InfoWars Seed Center, I should add, with the lowest prices on non-GMO, open-pollinated heirloom seeds, from fruit trees to you name it. We've got 8 different companies, the best companies out there at the lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com. Great time now as a New Year's resolution to buy your seeds and prepare to start planting in the spring and to talk to your neighbors about planting as well. This is a revolution. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM-1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Supporters standing on the street wanting their free health care. wanting their Subway sandwiches that have a plastic emulsifier in them, linked to all sorts of organ failure. But Michelle says, eat Subway. We have to harden our heart against the enemy. Because we love the good people out there. Because we love justice. That's what it comes down to. We are under siege. You know, I tie this in to buying local as much as you can. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect, but we've got to try to go to the farmers markets. We've got to try to buy from local producers. I buy milk from an Amish group, Mennonite group, really, outside of San Antonio. Best milk ever. Totally raw. Lasts like twice as long. It's like a nature's vaccine. Just so amazing. There's a lot of different groups. I mean, that's and this is happening, and it threatens the system. That's why I buy from southern Mexico in the high mountains the high-quality Chiapas farmer-grown directly from their co-op, volcanic soil-grown, Wake Up America blend immune support. I've been drinking this for 15 years, similar types that are hard to get. Now we have a source directly down there to the major co-op, and so they get almost all the money. When I buy the raw beans, take them up to Colorado, have them roasted, packaged, and then shipped out to you. Two different Wake Up America blends. And why are the Chiapans the only Mexicans that haven't been dominated in 50-plus years of the government trying to take their property and force them up to Mexico City like all the other slaves in Mexico? Because they are farmers and they have old guns, many of them 80 years old or more, and they're willing to kill people for their property. And because of that, even though I don't agree with their politics, it doesn't matter. They've got guts, and guts is enough. I buy coffee directly from them. And they send in armored vehicles. They send in thousands of Mexican troops to attack them on a routine basis, to the point of the Mexican government's made a truce with them and pulled out of most areas of Chiapas because they won't back off. So you know what I do? I like the coffee. I love the coffee. Isn't it funny? The best coffee to me is the coffee from people that are willing to fight to the death for their land. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So I try to support them, and you support them as well when you buy this coffee. And I didn't mean to get off into a plug here. It's just that's what this is all about. Raymond Teague, the NASA scientist, a good friend of mine who died last year. So many great people died last year. My God. And my uncle, 3 days into this year. God, I can't believe he's gone. Such a good man. Such a loving person. Such an honorable person. Makes me want to be a better person just thinking about him. That's what good people are supposed to do, is challenge us to be like them. But Raymond, you know, he would always buy cows from local farmers, and he would butcher them himself. He was one of those guys that would skin a buck, run a trot line, and run the cameras on the space shuttle or the Skylab or on the moon. He said, we went to the moon. Raymond was my good friend. He wasn't a liar. He said there was secret technology involved. He couldn't talk about it. He died before he told me everything. He almost told me more at a meeting with Jim Mars at a hotel, but he was like conditioned. He started choking on me. He goes, I can't. I was going to tell you. I can't. I swore. But the whole point is that he's gone now. I'll never know. And then with Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of Star Wars, all he told me is they had a fleet of over 100 robot drones in orbit by 1979 with DU Sabos that could decapitate and kill every major government, every leader in 1 hour. That was 1979. You think we're in Kansas anymore? Stay with us. Police state, in-depth investigation, the taser.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
States. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.